The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I have to say, I'm sitting here in the studio in New York City with Devon Franklin, who is so complicated that I don't know how to introduce him. Let's start here. You're a Hollywood producer.
Yes.
You've done all kinds of stuff. And you have right now, the reason you're sitting here is you have just come out with a brand new book called The Truth About Men.
Yes.
What Men and Women Need to Know. I said to you that this is a subject very close to my heart. So when I found out, I mean, I want to have you on for whatever, but when I heard you wrote this book, I was very excited because we're living in some confused times.
Yes. Yes.
And
for sure.
So here's my question. Having done everything you do, producing movies, I mean, some of the movies you've done, a lot of people have heard of, Miracles from Heaven and on, you've written books. But what is it that led you to write this book, The Truth About Men? What was the thing that made you want to do that?
You know, it was a book that I had thought about years ago, before even this moment in the culture happened. And I talk about this in the introduction, where my father passed away when I was 9 years old. He died of a heart attack when he was 36. Yeah, I know. And, you know, devastating, you know, tragic early loss. And so me and my older brother, my younger brother, were left to be raised by my mother and, you know, her mother and her seven sisters. And in my teenage years, I saw a picture of my mother and my father and a female family member sitting on a bed. And my mother looked really unhappy, and my father and this female family member were smiling. And so the picture kind of perplexed me. And so I began to inquire, what's going on here? And most people wouldn't tell me. And finally, you know, I got to somebody who told me the truth, that my father and that female family member had an affair, and my mother had found out about it. And so in that moment, I was like, well, I don't understand this. You know, if my father cheated on my mother, why would he do that? What does that mean about us as men? Do all men cheat? Can men be faithful? All these questions in my teenage years, I began to really wrestle with. And every time I would ask, you know, women and my family, you know, can men be faithful? They would say no. They would say 99% of all men cheat. And I just said, what do you mean? You're saying this like this is just a fact of the universe. And so that really began this quest for me, this journey to figure out, well, is it possible for us to be faithful? Can we really operate in integrity as men? And so that germ of an idea is what really got me on the path of thinking about this, processing it, looking at my own self. And then about a year ago, I did an interview with Maria Shriver for her Architects of Change platform on Facebook for my previous book called The Hollywood Commandments. And after that interview, we were talking about the whole Harvey Weinstein incident because that had just broken out in the news. And in that moment, you know, I just said off the cuff, you know, I've always wanted to write a book about men. And I told her exactly what the book is.
Now, we got to tell some people who are listening or watching right now maybe aren't tracking quick enough to realize that Maria Shriver was married to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're no longer married because he cheated.
Yes.
I'm sure he cheated many times, but this is the one time.
Sure.
So it's tragic.
Absolutely.
So here you are talking to this woman about that.
Yes. You know, and it was all kind of, you know, divine. And so she just said, you need to write this right now. You know, she's like, the culture needs this. You know, men are not really speaking up. You should write this. And I said, I don't know. So I went home and I said, God, is this you? Because, you know, it's crazy to write a book about men. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, no, like men don't like, we don't like to do our work. You know I don't. And so here I am like, you want me to write a book? And so I just sat down and said, okay, God, if it's you, you know, give me the words. And so I sat down and immediately about five pages of the book proposal came out. And I started articulating what the challenges are and the problems and why it's a problem, why it persists and what we can do about it. And I sent it to my book agent and she was like, look, I don't know where this came, but I'm selling it. We're going to do it. And so that was the genesis of getting it out. It wasn't something that I was itching to do. But as I started doing it, I began to get even more convicted about it. So you mentioned in the intro, you know, I do have all these different things I do and I'm passionate about all of them. However, this message, you know, about what's really going on with us as men, information that women need to know, is timely, it's relevant, and it's something that I feel very compelled to talk about.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You and I know, as men of faith, that cheating is not an option. Divorce is not an option. We believe in marrying someone for life, and loving that person means being there with them for life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the idea that's out in the culture. The idea that's out in the culture is that love is a feeling. If you fall mm-hmm. out of love, maybe you need to find somebody else who's more attractive and understands you better than your wife, who's now getting on your nerves because you've been together long enough that mm-hmm. she sees through you and she's not. And that's the normal way in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the culture sends out that message. It's really an evil lie, but it's so attractive, this idea that you have a soulmate. And if you are having problems in your marriage, just because you're not with your soulmate, you need to find your soulmate. Mm. In other words, stray, right?
Mm.
And you get that message in movies and on and on. And I want to say to people, and it's why I'm so excited about your book, that is just flat out wrong. And not only is it wrong, it will hurt you.
Mm,
it will
absolutely.
Hurt your wife. It will hurt your beautiful children. You need to know what's right and what is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I say, the fact that you have stepped up coming from a kind of a home where you did, where this was part of the pain.
Sure.
You know, it's just wonderful.
Thank you. And one of the things I talk about in the book, you know, I give information for people that are single, people that are in relationship, people that are married. And I do it from the lens of, you know, this issue that all men struggle with. And even in the confines of marriage and even in the confines of a faith, you know, community and a faith home, these challenges still persist. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to write the book, you know, as a Christian man, is to say, you know, I love the Lord and there are still issues that we have to wrestle with of the flesh. And what happens, especially in communities of faith, there's a lot of suppression. So as a result, what's underneath the surface becomes stronger. And not only does it become stronger, it becomes destructive. And it comes out in very, very destructive ways. And so I think one of the ways that we can begin to heal, even in a faith, even when, you know, yes, we're committed to our wives until Jesus comes. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's the way it's supposed to be. Even with that, still admitting that doesn't make it easy.
Oh,
and
that,
as these impulses and thoughts and feelings come about, learning and talking about what to do and how to deal with them.
It's good that you say that, because I sort of feel like anything that is important is not easy. You know?
Yeah,
and so if you go by your feelings will tell you, oh, it's the most normal thing in the world, especially in a city like New York. There's so many wonderful people out there, you know? And if you don't already understand that you're hardwired, you're a sinner, and you're hardwired to sin.
Yeah.
And unless you have God in your life and you have people in your life reminding you that it's a struggle, but it's worth the struggle, you know? And but again, if you're not hearing those messages, that's why for me, it's always important about having people around you who love you enough to hold you accountable. And I don't mean hold you accountable in a negative way, but hold you accountable because they love you.
They love you. I love you so much that I need to let you know that you can't just get away with behaving however you behave.
Yeah.
And as men, we have been raised in a culture that sometimes fosters that type of mentality.
Yeah.
That as men, as long as you're successful, as long as you have success, it can cover the excess. But we're in a time in our culture where that's no longer true. The excesses of men are beginning to cancel out. The excesses are beginning to cancel out the successes. So we as men have got to be held accountable. And a lot of times in relationships or in marriage or even in a dating situation, there can be a hesitancy, you know, from, you know, women to do that. Right. Because sometimes as men, we don't even have a mirror to help us understand that what we just said or did completely crossed the line and was not right. And sometimes the woman in our life who loves us, they know, wait a minute, you can't just say that to me. Right. You can't just talk like you can't just do that. Right. And sometimes we need them to say, hey, wait. Here's the line. Like, I love you so much, but we got to talk about this because I don't like what you just said or how you said it. And as men, we have to learn how to listen and how to know that just because someone may challenge what we do, that that doesn't mean they're challenging who we are.
Well, that's well put. You should write a book about this.
I'm thinking about that.
It's interesting. And it also takes a certain level of self-confidence on a woman's part to say something like that. I think part of the problem is a lot of times women are looking for somebody to affirm them. And so they're afraid to say something. And, you know, my attitude, if you're looking at anybody besides God to affirm you, you're going to get in some trouble. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Devon Franklin. The book is The Truth About Men. Hey, Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
Would you consider yourself a Valentine's Day pro?
Well, I'm still married, so I guess I'm doing something right.
Well, look, you and I know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. This year, you can order like a pro with Pro Flowers. Mm. They make it easy to find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with 7-day freshness guaranteed.
And in this cold weather, fresh flowers are not easy to come by.
That's right. They're freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered, so the flowers arrive in perfect condition. Let the pros at Pro Flowers handle the details and send your Valentine something you know they'll love.
I'll get on that right away.
Well, that's good, because if you hurry, you can get 1 dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. So visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter the promo code Metaxas to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and enter the code Metaxas. Order today. Did I mention it's proflowers.com? Click on the microphone and you got to put in the code, folks, Metaxas. That's all you do. Do it.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a LicoChop.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
One, two.
Folks, that's Peter Frampton. I'm Eric Metaxas, and my guest in the studio is Devon Franklin. Devon, again, welcome back.
Man, always glad to be here.
Listen, I'm a person of faith, and I'm open about that. You're a person of faith, but what we're talking about is not just for people of faith. This is for anybody who is a man or a woman, that these issues are with us.
Absolutely.
No matter where you're coming from.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I really, in writing this book, you know, one of the issues that we face that affects all of us is lust, you know, and this idea, and I define lust a little bit differently, which is it's a selfish impulse for personal, professional, sexual, or financial fulfillment by any means necessary, even if those means are detrimental. And this is the struggle that I believe most men wrestle with. And a lot of the times, whether you're in the church or outside the church, you wrestle with it in secret. Because we don't want anybody to know how deeply this issue is affecting us. But I also believe that as men, not only do we have lust in us, but we also have love, you know, love of God, love of ourselves, love of the woman in our life, love of family, love of community. And so I believe that when we put love in control of lust, this is how we can become the men we were created to be. And a lot of times women need information on who they're dealing with. Because there are some men that their actions are being dictated by that lust driving their decision making. And it's important for women to have information so they can better navigate their dealings with men. A lot of women have relationships with men, but they don't understand them. And I wanted to write a book to say, OK, here's how you understand men. And also for men, here's how we step up to the plate. Here's how we get control over this issue. Here's how we stop suppressing it. We stop denying it. We begin to accept it. And we begin to put ourselves in a process to help deal with it. Many times people say, why can't it just go away? You know, Peter said, Paul said, Lord, take out the thorn. OK. And three times. And God said, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. And so I think a lot of times, lust is very similar, where I wish he would take it away, but he usually doesn't, because there's a lot of power with the faith in the works and working through it and needing his strength, but also needing some practical solutions on how to do it.
Now, just to go back to the beginning on the whole subject. Right. I think that this has become a much graver problem in Western culture, especially in the United States, since the 60s. Because at some point, I mean, you can point to the whether it was just the change in cultural values or if the whole thing was precipitated by the invention of the pill. At some point, this idea came about that sex exists apart from marriage and family and procreation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the moment that happens, you realize, I can have this without that. I don't need to worry about that. I can just have this. And that idea has come into the culture. Even today, you hear people say, how's your sex life? Or how's your... In other words, there was a time when healthy people never saw a separation between marriage and sexuality. Like the two were one. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to express yourself sexually, you would find a woman to spend the rest of your life with, and that's God's plan, right? Mm-hmm. Something happened. So it's a lot harder in a way today because there's so many people that don't buy into that. Even if they believe in getting married at some point, they're kind of thinking, well, in the meantime, I'll have this relationship and that relationship. But they don't think of it as something that is meant to flourish within a marriage.
Yeah, and one of the challenges there, and I talk about this in the book, which is, you know, when you don't have discipline in your dating life, especially in this area, it becomes very hard to have it when you're married. It's not like, you know, you just flip a discipline switch that magically you get married and all your problems are solved. So if they're like to what you're saying, if you have a different point of view about the context of sex, and if you're like, oh, it's OK, you know, hey, outside of marriage, hey, no problem. Yeah. Right. If that's the philosophy,
right,
especially, you know, as a man, if the philosophy is, well, the more women I have, the better.
Yeah.
It becomes very, very hard then inside marriage when there's been very little discipline outside the marriage to all of a sudden just become disciplined, especially in this area. So a lot of it starts even before marriage in changing mentality and reexamining, you know, why we were created. You know, what, how do we handle, you know, our sexuality? How do we handle what it means to be a man? And beginning to not just subscribe to what the culture may be defining those things as, but not only just going back to the Bible, but also asking God, hey, Lord, tell me, help me understand this, because I'm getting a lot of messages coming from the culture and the community that are taking me away from what I actually feel in my spirit. And I think a lot of men wrestle with this, that even if you're a man who may not be in the church, there's something in you that says, yeah, okay, I may have had all these different women, I'm still not at peace. There's something wrong. There's something off. And that's why I wanted to write this book, to address these type of issues. So that's like, hey, here's what's off. If you have love in you, then you have love in you because not only do you love yourself, but you got to love God. And none of this, we don't have this strength within ourselves to do this. I don't have the strength to master lust in and of myself. I've got to have the power of God to help me, along with practical tips and solutions, which starts with getting disciplined. So what you're saying, you know, makes a lot of sense, and how we perceive what sex is and understanding the context and subscribing more to that in our dating life.
You know, it's interesting, too, because even when you think about if somebody said in 1950, I'd like to go out on a date, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the word date, it's kind of like
it's changed a lot.
Well,
huh?
What I'm saying is, like, a date meant, yeah, let's set a date to go ice skating. Let's set a date, yeah, to whatever. And you'd go with a member of the opposite sex. But the point is, it was just to do something, right?
Sure.
It wasn't to, like, you know, jump all over each other. And what, like, that was not a date. A date was, now we're basically courting, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, the model is that I'm a man and I want to get married. So I want to spend time with some women to see who would God have me commit my whole life to and have a family with. Like, it's a big, big decision.
Huge decision.
And it's,
yeah,
beautiful. And so you take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But once that goes away, you basically have this idea that I'm just going to kind of, you know, groove on the rubble. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have some fun and see how things go. Mm-hmm. And if that's your attitude, it's an utterly different attitude. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're not looking for the person I can pour my heart into.
Yeah.
You're just looking to have some fun.
Yeah.
And looking to have some fun is a nice way of putting it, because what you're really looking to do is to be selfish.
Well, exactly. And what you're hitting on is, and this is why lust is such a problem, because lust is selfish. Lust wants what it wants, whenever it wants it, and it demands sometimes to be addressed. And most of the time, whenever we're fulfilling lust, it's from a selfish desire, whereas love is selfless. You know, love is sacrificial. So when we practice love, it means putting somebody else's needs above our own wants, impulses, and desires. And so what you're saying, you know, is right, in that we have to learn how to deal with this. And this isn't always taught. Now, listen, I was raised in the church. You know, I mean, you know, people can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But how do you deal with these issues? How do you deal with, you know, some of these feelings and thoughts? And so that's why, and how do you deal with lust beyond just don't do it? Great. We know not to do it, but now we need some practical understanding of how to walk that out, so that as men, we understand I'm going to have an impulse that is not an impulse that I need to feed, but I have to learn how to recognize the impulse and I have to learn how to deal with it. I have a lot of practical tips in the book. You know, the first one is take a 10 count. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to do something about it. You know, I mean, seriously.
That's like, if you're really, really angry, count to 10.
That's
then,
right.
Then hit the guy. But count to 10, right?
You, yeah, know, right. Play out the consequences.
Yeah.
You know, play it out. Also, I have a whole chapter called Create a Safe Space. We got to have a safe space to talk. And a lot of times, the safest space is, you know, with our spouse. You know, I've been married for 7 years, and that is the safest space for me on the planet. Now, I have other men I can also talk to, but having the right woman in my life, you know, having my wife where I can go to her, I can talk to her about what's on my heart. She can talk to me. I can do it without fear of judgment. This really, really helps us as men become the men God created us to be.
Well, it's so interesting because there's another model that now it's an old model, but I really believe it's God's model. And, you know, when I say God, I mean it's reality's model. It's how we were made, you know.
Sure.
And the idea is, if you think about it, I mean, you could probably remember when you're very young, right, you'd fall in love with a girl in class, like you'd get a crush or something like that, right? And usually when you're young, it's not sexual. It's something sweet and innocent, mm-hmm. right? Now, you realize that God's plan is that you follow that wonderful feeling, okay, into marriage, right? And that your first experience sexually is within the bounds of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the moment you effectively become sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
If you become sexualized outside of marriage,
yeah.
just as you were saying earlier, it does something to you. You think of sex as something different than this woman I treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like it's a cultural problem. It's a huge cultural mm-hmm. problem. In mm-hmm. other words, most people have not had the experience that I just referred to. I didn't, and you know,
no,
you
the majority of us don't.
So we're already starting kind of behind. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so anyway, I want to ask you about specific stuff in the book. There's a
sure.
there's a lot of stuff in here, folks. I'm talking to Devon Franklin. The book is called "The Truth About Men: What Men and Women Need to Know." It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Senate Judiciary Committee earlier voting to approve Attorney General nominee William Barr to move forward, now cleared by the vote to go to the full Senate, expected next week. Meanwhile, Acting AG Matt Whitaker says he will not appear before a House Judiciary panel investigating President Trump tomorrow unless he is subpoenaed by Dems to do so. Four deaths already blamed on this latest cold blast. A long stretch of I-40 in northeastern Arizona was closed because of icy conditions. 40 from Holbrook to the New Mexico state line was affected by the storm that's now pushed east across the plains and Midwest. And you've seen the viral video of people throwing boiling water into the air and it immediately freezes. Well, eight people ended up in an Illinois hospital last week after attempting the boiling water challenge. On Wall Street, everything's still in the red. The Dow down 268 points, NASDAQ down 99, S&P down 32. For more details, visit srnnews.com.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Taxes Show. I love all the music that we have. It's like, you know, when they're doing the lottery and
yeah.
the thing comes out, you don't know what's going to pop out. It's like
right.
it's on a random thing. And I just.
But you got some, hey, you got some good tunes in there.
Great. That one, we haven't played that in a while. I'm talking to Devon Franklin about the book, The Truth About Men, What Men and Women Need to Know. Okay, so specifically, what are some tips? Because you're talking about something that most people would say is like impossible. You know, I'm struggling. Life is tough. We live in a sick sexual culture. How do I deal with that? How do I be a real man
yeah.
who honors the people around me and honor myself?
Sure.
How do I do that?
You know, well, one, it's so important, you know, one, to accept and acknowledge. Because anything we suppress, we empower. So a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge that there's some things in us that we don't like. There's a part of our flesh. We wrestle, you know, against the flesh and the spirit. You know, so our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And a lot of times we don't like to admit the weakness of the flesh. So one thing to do is to say, you know, I'm going to be honest that I am struggling. Accept, acknowledge. The second thing is to say, okay, it's not helpless. I can get control over this. I can get self-control. Here's how we do that. I talked earlier before the break, you know, about taking the 10 count. When I have an impulse, take a 10 count. Because what I want to do is create space between the feeling and my reaction. Because sometimes we feel something and we want to do it. Now, this lust can be for, you know, not just sex or women. It can be for money, power, greed, fame, success. There's a lot of things that we can, you know, have an unhealthy urge for. Create space between having it and reacting to it. Because a lot of times when we are impulsive, we make the wrong decision. So if you're hungry and you just want to stop the hunger pain, most of the time we'll just eat whatever's close. And the majority of the time, that'll be something that'll work against the health we actually want. Oh, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, but I'm hungry. So I ate the cookies or I ate the chips or whatever it may be. When we are impulsive, we end up making decisions that are destructive. So in order to take in the 10 count, we'll help reduce that impulsive decision making. The other thing, play out the consequences. Before you make a decision that could be detrimental to your marriage,
yeah.
to your integrity, to your character, to your ministry, to your business, play out the consequences. How's this going to end up? What's going to happen? And most of the time when we play out the consequences, we realize, whoa, no matter what, this is not going to end well. So then you come back into the present and you say, okay, is it worth it? And the majority of the time, it's not. The other thing is going back to a safe space, having somebody you can talk to, you know, having people in your life can say, yo, man, I'm struggling right now. I know it looks like, you know, we got a perfect marriage and it's not that anything's wrong with the marriage, but dude. I'm having these thoughts or I'm having these feelings. I need some help. And that help just may be a conversation. There are so many tips and tools that I put in the book that will help get control over this issue. And I use this idea of mastery. It's so important to master, to learn how to master this lust. However, mastery is a lifelong process. It's not something that we like. I'm not standing sitting before you. It's like, oh, I've mastered this. I have not. I work on it every day. I put myself in a process. God, help me every day. I'm trying to navigate this. I'm trying to learn how to become better, how to love myself better, and how to not allow the lust in me to destroy and disrupt my life. But it takes a process that is ongoing and ever-changing.
It's interesting when you talk about this. One of the things that I always think about is how something would affect the people around me that I love.
Yes.
Right? And I think to myself, if let's say I were caught doing something terrible that I shouldn't be doing, it would break my daughter's heart. It would break my parents' heart. It would cause the people who look to me, let's say, as some kind of a model or as somebody, a man of faith,
yeah.
maybe to lose their faith.
Sure.
And I think to myself, what could be more horrible than that? In other words, that to me is the nightmare, that somebody – that you could lead somebody away from God, that you could lead somebody to a place of brokenness. And I think that, you know, there's so many men that have done that and they're in denial that they
yeah.
don't want to think that my kids hate me
yeah.
because they don't want to acknowledge the fact that they did that.
That's right.
They broke that little kid's heart because they didn't do what was right.
Yeah.
And they were being selfish. And it really is important. That's why I think it's important that family is so important, and understanding that what Christians call your witness
yeah.
is important, that people
yeah.
are looking up to you.
Sure.
And anytime somebody blows it, it's kind of like they let the team down. You didn't
yeah.
just let yourself down, but you let the team down.
Yeah.
And you know, when you hear about somebody that they stumble and they had an affair or something, you think like, it's like the whole team takes a hit. It's not just that one life, because you're like, wow, that's, you know. And so I think having healthy communities and understanding that you're not alone, and that you might want to pretend that you don't have an effect on other people. Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. There's no question about mm-hmm. it. There's all kinds of people watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In addition to watching, you know, us, like you said, you know, depending on and looking up to. And this is why it is so important. This is why I'm just so passionate about this book, because there are a lot of men who they understand that. However, they don't have anyone to talk to about what they're dealing with. So what happens? The pressure of presenting and trying to live up to the standard of who people want them to be. Mm. No one without someone to talk to can do it. So this is why we have to start expressing the truth. This is why we have to start talking. This is why we have to start communicating. This is why, you know, I wanted to write the book, because I am saying, hey, as a man, you know, who God has given a lot of favor to, and I do a lot of different things in the world, I don't want anyone to think that just because I may be in the public eye to an degree, that there's a difference between what I'm going through and what someone else who may not be.
We have to go to a break. That's a great point to leave it on. We're going to be right back. Continue the conversation with Devon Franklin. The book is The Truth About Men. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe. And within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people. So check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
am.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Folks, that's the great Jerry Rafferty. I'm sitting here with the great Devon Franklin talking about this great new book, The Truth About Men. Now, it's interesting. You said something right when we started about, you know, so many men cheat. All men, you know, you talk to some women, they're like, all men are like that. They do that. And, you know, you've got the quote, you know, where people say, like, all men are dogs or whatever.
Right.
Anytime anybody says something like that, they're making it true. In other words, when you say that, right, you're almost giving permission to men, like, you know what, that's just the way it is. All men cheat. The moment you say that, first of all, it's a lie, okay? Because I know so many men in my life
who did not and
who absolutely did not look in that direction. They knew the difference between right and wrong, and they loved their kids and the way, and somehow they didn't do it. And they're a model for all kinds of other people that didn't do it, you know? And I think that, so when you say something like that, because there's some people that are very bitter.
Yes.
And I know men that are bitter toward women and women that are bitter toward men. And when you speak out of that bitterness, you're giving voice to lies. And lies, just like truth, are powerful. Our words are powerful. And so I want to be here to say that, you know, to all women who have been hurt by men, all men are not like that.
That's true.
And you That's need true. To understand there are plenty of men out there who are absolutely not like that. I can only speak for myself, but I speak for myself, you know, that I by God's grace, I know it's by God's grace, it's not by willpower, but it's by God's grace.
Yeah.
I have not been like that. And I know so many wonderful, honorable men from my dad to, you know, so many people. And I think it's important to say that because when you say all men are like that, it's almost like you're giving them permission.
License to just be
to
that
just
way.
To just say, you know what? You're going to be a jerk. You might as well go be a jerk.
Yeah. If I don't expect that of you, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a really good point. And I think because that has a lot of people have bought into that in the culture, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to take that on in the book to say, you know, men are not dogs. You know, we're not. And men can be faithful. We can do it. Here's how we can do it. And for women, if you're dealing with somebody in a dating sense or a relationship sense that is not one of those men, here's how you can decode that sooner than later so that you can either say, hey, look, you're going to have to get this together or I'm out. It's really, really important.
And you need to have the guts to get out.
Yes.
If you don't get out, then it's on you because there's no reason you should spend time with someone who is going to be like that. Don't give him 1 minute of your time is a gift from God. Don't give him any of that time because he doesn't deserve it. It's not right.
And when you're dealing with a man who chooses not to do his work and then and dines out on the excuse that, oh, well, this is just how we are, you have to be careful. That's a very dangerous man to deal with because life has to be on their terms at all times. And as a result, most of the interactions that type of man will have will inflict pain on the person on the other side of that interaction. So it's very important for us as men to do the work, to be aware of it. And one of the reasons why I wrote this book is hope. We got to have hope, even in this culture where, you know, there's so much negativity, you know, around all of these issues. I wanted to write a book to point to solutions. Here's what we can do. Here's what men can do. Here's what women can do. Here's what we can do together. Here's what our future can look like. Here's what we can do to change generations. Here's how we can raise our boys better. Mm-hmm. Here's what young girls need to know. Let's focus on how we can make this better instead of just harping on what's not right.
Well, that's right. And you know, a big part of it for me, I sort of touched on this, is that spend time around people who are like that, who get that. You know, don't act as though they don't exist. There's plenty of them out there. And you know, I've met so many people that love God. They take their faith so seriously. Spend time around those people.
Yes.
And don't pretend like, well, there aren't out there. They are out there.
Yes,
and
are.
I'll tell you something. In the world in which I travel, if I had a friend who behaved a little bit like a Harvey Weinstein or whatever, or John F. Kennedy Jr., President of the United States, who's bringing prostitutes into the White House. I mean, if anybody in my world like gave me a hint of that, I would smack them in the head, maybe literally, maybe not, and say, are you out of your mind?
Right.
If you do not have friends that would smack you in the head and say, are you out of your mind?
You got the wrong friends.
You do not have friends.
That's right.
You need friends to
yes.
say to you, because I care about you, I would never dream of looking the other way while you indulge that self-destructive, family-destructive, community-destructive behavior. But there are people, I mean, we know this in Hollywood, they kind of look the other way, let's say in the case of Harvey Weinstein, right? And you think, what would life be like for him today if somebody 15 years ago said, Harvey, you cannot do that? I mean, maybe they would lose their job or maybe that, but it's like, are you willing to live out your faith and your truth and, you know, or do you just want to get by? Because if you just want to get by, you look the other way and you let these problems continue until it blows up into the big Me Too movement, you know. But in a normal world, you don't need a Me Too movement because it's everywhere. Anytime anybody does something like that, they have some person who loves them saying, like, are you crazy? Come over here. We need to talk, you know.
And in addition to holding accountable for when those offenses would be created, there would be also the support for those that,
that's
you
correct.
Know, have been, you know, abused or assaulted. Because I think that's the other side of the coin, you know, is that a lot of times, especially at the hands of men, there's been so much abuse. And it's important, you know, that we focus on how we can bring, how there can bring healing to that. Because it's really, really important. There's a lot of people out there, especially a lot of women hurting, that I don't know that we have adequately addressed that hurt and that pain.
Oh, listen,
and provided a solution for it.
And also, too, you know, it's the same thing with abortion or whatever, where if people don't know there can be healing and forgiveness, they're trapped. And it becomes bitterness. There's no other way. We need to know that it's possible to get healing. It's possible to forgive someone who has hurt you. It doesn't make it right. On the contrary, God has died for those sins. And to find real healing so that you don't walk around with that wound for the rest of your life. Don't let somebody do that to you, that they change your life because of their sin, you know. But again, we don't live in a culture that talks a lot about healing and forgiveness.
No.
You know, we want justice. You know, how are you going to get justice? If somebody treated you that way 10 years ago, where's the justice? You know, sometimes it's not that simple. And sometimes it has to be about healing and forgiveness. And, you know, I wish there were another way, but the only way I could think of is God. God is the only source of that kind of healing and forgiveness. So when I talk to people about God, I'm not trying to say that's accept it because I think it's true. But I accept it because I want to see you heal. Mm-hmm. I want to see you flourish. We're going to go to a final break. Folks, we're coming back for a segment, final segment with Devon Franklin. The book is The Truth About Men, What Men and Women Need to Know.
It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, what?
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. How do you celebrate?
Well, for the longest time, I've been planning to procrastinate, you know, and buy old candy at the pharmacy the day after.
Planning to procrastinate? Okay. You know what tastes better than old candy?
Actually, I don't.
Sherry's Berries.
Oh,
you can
yes.
never go wrong with their signature-dipped Valentine's strawberries. They're always fresh, always tasty, and the perfect companion to a candlelit dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town.
Come to think of it, my wife does like fresh berries and chocolate.
Of course, and they always arrive fresh with 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
That's a very good deal.
Ouch. Okay, plus if you order now, and you can make the Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code Metaxas at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter code Metaxas. Order today.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Senate Judiciary Committee earlier voted pretty much along party lines to push President Trump's Attorney General nominee William Barr forward. Now cleared by the vote to go to the full Senate, their vote expected next week. Virginia's top three elected officials are engulfed in a political crisis that's threatening to take the trio of Democrats down. The governor facing calls to resign over a racist photo in his 1984 yearbook. The state's Attorney General confessing yesterday to putting on blackface to dress up like a rapper in the 80s, and a woman separately went public with detailed allegations of sexual assault against the lieutenant governor. Southern Regional Banks, BB&T, and SunTrust combining in an all-stock deal valued at $66 billion. It'll be the sixth largest U.S. bank based on assets and deposits, serving more than 10 million households. And that deal will close in the fourth quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow down 279. For more details, srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Devon Franklin about his new book, The Truth About Men, What Men and Women Need to Know. So we were talking about women who have been hurt, who have been wronged, and you said we have to figure out how to create a culture where this is not happening the way it has been happening.
Yes, yes. So what, okay. What I was saying is that, you know, to a point you alluded to earlier is that, you know, if, you know, let's say a woman has been abused, you know, physically or sexually, and let's say it happened, you know, a long time ago, which makes it harder to pursue justice, you know, in the legal sense. I still think that there can be, in addition to that person seeking God for healing and wholeness, you know, there is the opportunity to say, okay, what can be done in the culture to change? And so, you know, I think it's important for all of us, whether we've been abused or not, to help be a part of the solution. How do we change the culture so that these individuals, especially mostly men, are not being raised to believe that just because it's their gender that they can behave or do whatever it is they may like to do and allow the lust to run rampant? So I do think that one of the areas of hope is advocacy, you know, how we advocate for those who may not be able to advocate for themselves, and how we, you know, begin to say, OK, what are the things in the culture that need to be changed, and taking those things head on? You know, I talk about the Me Too movement in my book and saying, you know, the Me Too movement started over a decade ago by Tarana Burke, who was a woman of color who was just trying to give a voice to other women of color who had been sexually abused. So what she was trying to do was change the culture. She's like, I'm trying to change the culture because there's so many women, especially of color, that are being abused and no one's saying anything. They don't have a voice. And so her creating the Me Too movement before it became the Me Too movement was just an opportunity to change the culture in a positive way. I need to give a voice to the voiceless. I need to advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves and give women who feel hopeless hope. And I do think at the end of the day, as people of faith, we have to be in the hope business. We have to be. We have to be. And the hope business is not a judgment business. It's not an anger business. It's a love business. It's an understanding. And there's a lot of people that have had experiences that we've never had. And we have to work to understand how they feel and try to be with them where they are. And a lot of these things I talk about in the book.
You wrote a book? I'm holding it in my hand. So. It's called The Truth About Men, What Men and Women need to know. And it's interesting to me that it's what men and women need to know, because I do think that you're right, that women can be complicit in getting into a relationship. I'm not talking about abuse, but I mean where you're with someone and you shouldn't be with that person, because that person's view of the world, of their sexuality, is not going to bless you. So you might like the person, but you need to know, are we on the same page? Mm-hmm. Do you care? Do you understand that love and sex are supposed to go together, that wanting to bless each other and to have a family and that's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do you share that view?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of women, maybe they don't have enough self-confidence to say, I don't need to be with a man who doesn't share that view. I'm not just going to take whoever comes along. He's good looking. Who cares? That's not going to, in the long run, that's not going to be worth anything.
Well, you know, that's why I wrote the book to both men and women, because I think men need to get that memo too. That, you know, listen, just because we're a man doesn't mean that the world operates around us. That we are it doesn't mean that we are the nucleus. It doesn't mean that we're the center. As men, especially men of faith, it says, you know, especially when it comes to loving our wives, we're supposed to love as Christ loved the church, which is a sacrificial love. We put others' needs before ours. So even in that situation where that woman may be with a man who maybe she shouldn't be with, that man needs to recognize, hey, you shouldn't be with me.
That's correct.
I'm going to be accountable and responsible for my behavior.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to let you know that this is not going where it needs to go. And I'm not just going to be with you because I can. I'm going to be the bigger person.
Devon, we are out of time. God bless you, folks.
God bless
the book
too.
Is The
Thank
Truth
you.
About Men by Devon Franklin. Stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.